When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. How often do you exercise? 2, 3, or even 5 times a week? Maybe the number is zero when you like to get back into the gym. Today, fewer than 25% of Americans meet the minimum guidelines for physical activity. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends everyone get about 2.5 hours per week of moderate exercise, like biking, walking, or tennis. If you're doing a vigorous activity like running or swimming laps, the number falls to 1 hour and 15 minutes per week. On top of that, the CDC also recommends at least 2 days of muscle strengthening exercises like lifting weights, Pilates, or uphill walking. Historically, women have lagged behind men when it comes to meeting these standards. Now, a new study published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology asks whether these one-size-fit-all requirements could be better tailored to different sexes. The study analyzed exercise data from 400,000 people. Researchers found that only about 1 in 5 women do strength training exercises 2 to 3 days a week. However, this group in particular had a 30% reduction in cardiovascular death. The study concluded that for women in particular, regular weight training extended life expectancy and decreased the risk of premature death from heart disease. More research is needed to confirm the study's results, but in the meantime, it might be worthwhile to invest in a new set of weights. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.